Cleveland, Ohio is the Midwestern sports mecca. With blue-collar grit that breeds championship mentality. And the neighboring city of Independence is home to Marcus Marinelli, who embodies the work ethic entrenched in the region's culture and used it to build strong-style MMA from the ground up.
I bounced for almost 20 years in bars, and I started doing some martial arts, and I really liked it. I started seeing some of the shoot fighting stuff in Japan, how they put it all together. It wasn't being done yet, you know. I thought, this works. That turned into MMA, and that was kind of the origin of everything, you know. So I was lucky to be doing the right thing at the right time. You know, we've had a lot of unbelievable fighters come through here over the years, mostly all locally grown, too.
Marinelli and his team are responsible for building homegrown prospect Stipe Miocic into the UFC heavyweight champion, the baddest man on the planet.
It's great to be called baddest man on the planet. I know it's like a thing for heavyweights, and I'm just a regular guy who likes to fight, you know, but if it wasn't for Marcus, I wouldn't be where I'm at today.
Stipe! Remains unbeaten. His star continues to shine.
Arlovski's hurt. He's hurt.
Miocic soared towards the title. And after capturing it with ease.
Oh, that's it. Stipe Miocic is the new UFC heavyweight champion.
He never looked back.
Alistair's in all sorts of trouble here. Out, he's out, he's out.
Miocic had twice defended the heavyweight belt and aimed to become the first to defend it three consecutive times. But the next challenger would be an African-born boxer unlike anything the UFC had ever seen.
Ngannou is an absolutely huge heavyweight and has brutal knockout power.
Francis Ngannou didn't just finish every heavyweight he faced in the UFC. He annihilated them.
Man, this guy is super strong. Look at this. Another huge, eye-opening victory.
With each adversary dismantled in more convincing fashion.
Oh! Down goes the weave! Francis Ngannou!
Many envisioned a similar fate for Miocic. When the dangerous contender met the champ in Title Town.
Everyone wants a piece of the man who tonight will try to become the UFC's first African-born champion.
He's the most exciting challenger ever. And when you see him step into the octagon, you see the size of him. He's as impressive physically as anybody that's ever fought in the division, if not more impressive. And in my opinion, the scariest heavyweight contender of all time.
Here is Stipe Miocic trying to successfully defend this belt for a third time.
No man has ever done it three times. Can he turn back the hurricane of Francis Ngannou? Ngannou with a high kick to open things up. Looking for big bombs.
Goodness, he's coming hard.
Oh! Big right hand over the top for Ngannou.
Stipe just looks small in there against Ngannou.
Oh, he got tagged.
So much damage already.
Get your composure!
We knew, you know, that if you did the wrong thing, you know, you could wake up on the canvas wondering what happened. But I know what Stipe can do. We're going to win this fight.
Drop him into that right hand, Stipe!
Oh, beautiful right hand by the champion.
Right over the top of the jab of Ngannou. Beautiful time takedown. And this is where we see what Ngannou is made of.
He's done, Stipe! Oh, beautiful! He's hurt!
Goodness gracious.
Stipe shoots again.
Oh! Wow!
And look at Francis Ngannou labor back to his feet.
All the momentum is on the champion's side right now.
Oh! Oh-wee.
Big overhand right by Stipe. and Ngannou's just eating punches here. He's in big trouble.
Break him!
Francis Ngannou has had no answers.
This is your fight. This is your fight to win.
We have arrived at this fifth and final round.
You couldn't have mapped out a better way to fight Francis Ngannou than the way Stipe's doing it right now.
This should do it.
Yeah!
That's why you're champion.
A now permanent fixture in the annals of MMA history. Miocic sought an elite challenger to his throne. And when the UFC offered one of its reigning title holders, a superfight was born. UFC light heavyweight champion Daniel Cormier has defended the 205-pound belt three times. His career began with collegiate and Olympic wrestling accolades before an undefeated heavyweight run led to a title in MMA.
When I look back on my career, like my biggest accomplishment was probably, early at least, was the Strikeforce Grand Prix. You look at some of the names on the belt and you see some of the all-time greats in the sport of mixed martial arts. You got Fabricio Werdum on here, Andrei Arlovsky, Josh Barnett, Fedor Emelianenko, and then they had to add my name onto it.
Cormier entered the Strikeforce heavyweight tournament in the second round as an alternate, but it would prove to be his ticket to MMA superstardom.
Cormier comes into the tournament as a replacement for Alistair Overeem, and now facing the toughest test of his career against Antonio Bigfoot Silva.
Initially, it was very scary, because I knew with going into the tournament, I was going to fight some of the best athletes in the world.
And there he tags him with the left!
You always dream, but you never know if those dreams can become reality. And I guess I'm one of the lucky ones, you know?
The jab from Cormier. Oh, my God! Cormier makes it to the final! Mamma mia!
Though undersized, Cormier would leave Strikeforce as the heavyweight Grand Prix champion.
This kid is dangerous for everybody.
And when he dropped to 205 pounds,
oh, big right hand by Cormier.
UFC light heavyweights got the same taste of DC's fury.
Just complete ragdoll.
He would earn a shot at the UFC belt and displayed the same athletic greatness that earned him a title in Strikeforce.
This is a huge, huge moment for him, and he intends to grasp it. And look at this. He smells the title.
It is all over. Daniel Cormier is the new UFC light heavyweight champion.
Over and over again.
That's Daniel Cormier, ladies and gentlemen.
Has his back.
Here we are again.
He's out of the net.
There it is.
Oh,
that's it.
My goodness.
That's it.
And wow. Still, Daniel Cormier has done it.
Wow.
After a pair of title defenses.
You ready to fight? Well, let's go.
Cormier looked to fight for the championship once again.
Not much resistance from Ozdemir.
The overwhelming domination by DC. And he proved exactly what he said leading into this fight. There are levels to this thing, and Volkan Ozdemir is not on my level.
Warning from the referee for Ozdemir to get out of there.
But he can't.
And that is it. Daniel Cormier defends in style tonight.
As the light heavyweight champ, I'm going up to heavyweight because I need to challenge myself. When there's nobody else to fight, what do? You find an opponent, and that's what I've done. I found Stipe Miocic, and he said, okay, come on. That's a super fight. Dominant champions fighting each other for the ultimate prize, for the heavyweight championship.
DC, if you get the job done, does that make you the GOAT?
When I win the belt on July 7th, yes, put me in the conversation. Fans are excited, and they should be, because they get to see the highest level of mixed martial arts on July 7th.
UFC light heavyweight champion Daniel Cormier was forged inside the walls of the American Kickboxing Academy. He was drawn here by a well-known colleague from the wrestling world. Cain Velasquez achieved worldwide recognition for his dominance in the octagon.
During his rise, it was a sight to behold.
He's just been completely dominant in every fight we've seen him so far. He's just a machine.
I couldn't help but feel like he was exactly where he was meant to be. He just was perfect for fighting.
As Velasquez broke into the UFC elite.
This is all he wants to do. He wants to be the UFC heavyweight champion of the world.
Cormier arrived in San Jose to begin a heavyweight MMA career of his own and honed his skills by acting as main sparring partner for the gym's top prospect.
To try and mimic what he was doing in the gym was unheard of. But if you could do a quarter or half of the work that Cain did, you were to be successful. And not only did he reach unprecedented heights,
Velasquez is the UFC heavyweight champion!
I feel like he took me with him.
In his young mixed martial arts career, he has had nothing but success and trains on a regular basis with the number one heavyweight on the planet, his teammate, Cain Velasquez.
Part of my path is to help Daniel succeed as well as him help me succeed.
Daniel DC Cormier!
And we've done that over the years.
Cain Velasquez defends his heavyweight championship!
Who does that? You know, here's a guy coming in that potentially could be in your division and could be a threat for you.
He remains unbeaten in his mixed martial arts career.
I'm gonna be the champion eventually.
But Cain opened his arms to him, and you know, as a result, DC did the same.
His work with Daniel Cormier has only increased his wrestling ability. You need a man like Daniel Cormier in the gym to push you to true greatness.
One of the biggest reasons why DC, you know, dropped down to light heavyweight is because of the brotherhood he has with Cain.
Cain Velasquez remains the UFC heavyweight champion.
A heavyweight title shot against his teammate was not something Cormier would ever consider, which is why he is the light heavyweight champion today. But with Stipe Miocic now ruling the highest weight class, the door is open for DC to return and finish what he started.
I think people need to remember I had a ton of success up there, and I intend to keep it rolling at UFC 226.
This is nothing new for him. You're looking at a person that's never lost a round in the heavyweight division.
Nice, DC. I fought there for 13 fights.
Turn him.
And I beat really good guys when they were still at the top of the game.
Get that swag with the head going, DC.
So now I finally get that title shot.
On July 7th in Las Vegas, Cormier will meet heavyweight king Stipe Miocic, who has a well-qualified guest wrestling coach for this camp.
It works a lot better with a t-shirt on, but when you're dry, it'll still work.
Mark Coleman is not only a wrestling national champion for Ohio State and U.S. Pan American gold medalist, he was the first to ever capture the UFC heavyweight title.
Back in 1997, the UFC decided to create a heavyweight champion weight class, and I was in the right place at the right time. The Stipe of today, I'm glad I wasn't facing him for that first ever title. He's facing a world-class wrestler, Daniel Cormier, who can do it all. One of the best of all time. But Stipe's one of the best of all time as well.
Nobody has ever defended the UFC heavyweight title as many consecutive times as Miocic. But the fight game is teeming with detractors.
Stipe Miocic is due to lose like every other heavyweight.
It's only a matter of time, I think, until Stipe gets caught.
I think Miocic tires, and I just don't have faith in Miocic just yet.
I never forget the first time that actually really happened. I was wrestling in high school. I was wrestling a really tough kid. My mother was like, man, can you believe this? And she like laughed at me. She's like, they think you're gonna lose. I think ever since her telling me that, I just like shut people up.
I have to continue to do what everybody always does, and that's overlook Stipe here. I am going to go with Francis Ngannou by earth-shattering knockout.
Ngannou is going to be the new heavyweight champion.
He's opening up as the betting favorite over the heavyweight champion, Stipe Miocic. I mean, this is amazing.
I just don't see how Miocic can surprise him.
This is unbelievable. This is just crazy. The experts are all in on Francis Ngannou.
You know, my whole life I've been told you can't do this, you can't do that. And kiss my ass. I'll keep doing it.
Stipe Miocic putting the finishing touches on a dominant mixed martial arts effort here tonight, he will be the most decorated heavyweight champion in UFC history.
July 7th, nothing's going to change.
UFC light heavyweight champion Daniel Cormier attributes much of his fighting success to a life spent wrestling, frequently against the best in the world. And he spreads his wealth of knowledge to the next generation at every turn.
Let's move those feet. Ready. It's 2 minutes. Get that front foot moving. Front foot moving. I want to give back what wrestling has given to me. Good job. Keep getting into them. Keep going into them. So I help with kids.
There you go. Good. Perfect.
With my Daniel Cormier Wrestling Club, and also now with the Gilroy Hawks.
No, keep your ear on his chest. Run him across.
It's a big deal to me because the impact that you see from the sport of wrestling is different.
Yep. Good. Snap. Go. Perfect. Perfect.
It teaches a lot of core values. Hard work. Discipline, commitment, dedication. If you can commit to wrestling,
1, 2, 3.
It stays with you.
Cormier embodies the integrity he preaches in the wrestling room.
3, 2.
Welcome back to UFC Tonight. Khabib, thank you for joining us, my man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
And the growing recognition of his character has earned him opportunities outside of the octagon, including some where he spends time with future opponents.
Stipe Miocic.
My man.
How are you, sir?
How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
I went out to Cleveland once for a TV show I hosted, and I got to learn a little bit more about Stipe, the things that he does in the community.
World champ, hero, and you're the same guy?
Just like a fight. You know, they both go hand in hand. You know, you gotta be calm and collected, know what you're gonna do when you walk in there, in the house or the octagon.
His work ethic, his mental toughness, and I respect him for that. But at the end of the day, all good things come to an end. And I'm gonna be the one to beat Stipe Miocic.
The pair would meet again as coaches on The Ultimate Fighter.
There you go, hands up, that's it.
Where they maintained a mutual respect.
Don't dominate this dude, you're fucking crazy.
While being reminded of their impending showdown at UFC 226. And like Cormier, the heavyweight champ has earned his presence in the spotlight.
Let's go tight, 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 tight.
Which is rapidly increasing with each title event.
It could not have happened to a better guy. And he does not stop working hard. A lot of these champions get to the mountaintop and take a breath. He has not taken a breath since he won that championship.
I love what I do. You know, I want everyone to look at me and be like, man, that dude went out there and he fought. He fought his ass off. And he was a good dude about it. Like, he wasn't like cocky, he didn't sit there and ran his mouth. He just went out there, was a normal blue-collared Midwest boy that liked to fight.
Miocic builds on his legacy in every fight. And so, too, does Daniel Cormier. The heavyweight title challenger recognizes each fight as a moment that transcends sports. One that can be remembered forever. But the newly written chapters of the MMA history books are reserved for athletes of a particular breed.
When you think about the greatest athletes of all time, no matter what guys say, they can talk about the money, they can talk about the fame. At the end of the day, making history is what's remembered. I beat Stipe Miocic. I become the second double champion in UFC history.
For Stipe Miocic and Daniel Cormier, the legendary status they covet is within reach. And at UFC 226, they must fight to earn that distinction.
Stipe is going off here.
You know, DC's good at talking, too. He's a great talker. He's about the legacy. Probably he's not going to get it.
Daniel Cormier wants to take you down, smash you, and break your will.
I expect him to press forward, try to walk me down, and try to land that big right hand.
No judges needed this time around.
You can expect me to meet him in the center.
I smashed him with these uppercuts.
And I become the heavyweight champion of the world.
Big shot by Stipe over the top.
I'll walk out with the belt still wrapped on my waist and still.
The most decorated heavyweight champion in UFC history.
No more.